Our show starts in southeastern Asia, in an archipelago located between the Indian and Pacific Oceans. This is what happened on Saturday on the Indonesian island of Java. Mount Semeru is the tallest mountain on the island, and its eruption has left entire villages covered with ash, hundreds of homes destroyed, and more than 1,000 people without a place to live. Mount Semeru is located on the eastern part of Java, about 430 miles from Indonesia's capital, Jakarta. Officials say they started getting reports of falling ash and the smell of sulfur at about 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and footage from the government's emergency response team showed people running and taking shelter as huge clouds of ash descended around them. At least 14 people were killed in the eruption. 9 are still missing, dozens were injured, and officials say the mountain is still dangerous because it's produced at least 2 pyroclastic flows. These are mixtures of rock, ash, and volcanic gases, and they're extremely hot and impossible to predict. They're also more dangerous than lava. People living as far as 6 miles away from Mount Semeru have been told to evacuate. They've taken shelter in schools, other public buildings, and mosques, and emergency response teams have been unable to reach some villages because they've been cut off by mud and fallen trees. They're asking for equipment and manpower to support rescue efforts. The Indonesian government is preparing to relocate those who've lost their homes. Experts say eruptions like this are common in Indonesia. It's located in an area of high tectonic and volcanic activity known as the Pacific Ring of Fire.
There's one thing you need to know about the Ring of Fire. It produces 90% of the world's earthquakes. The Ring of Fire includes about 450 volcanoes. Many of them are submarine volcanoes, meaning they're underwater, as are 75% of the world's volcanoes in total. Now, the Ring of Fire is also called the Circum-Pacific Belt. It's the result of plate tectonics. The movement of the plates has created a nearly continuous series of oceanic trenches and chains of volcanoes stretching for 25,000 miles in a horseshoe-shaped pattern from New Zealand past Japan across the Bering Strait and down toward the tip of South America. The plate movement also causes earthquakes. Because many of these earthquakes occur in the ocean, the Ring of Fire is also known for tsunamis, produced when the ocean floor is either forced to rise or fall. When a megathrust event happens in this region, the water is displaced and the water pushes ashore. Most tsunamis are only a few inches high, but there are times that that wave and that swell can be as tall as buildings.